goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
When love become goes away. Old. It's a great way to start your Memorial Day weekend. Welcome, everyone. This is Larry Bloom, and you are listening to the Divorce Hour. It is a great afternoon, and hopefully you'll give me the next hour before you leave your desk and start your Memorial Day weekend. Couple of show updates for you, because I seem to be booking guests, although we have no guests today, and I'm going to give you the phone number right now so that you can be a part of the show rather than have me give you a monologue for an hour. As a lawyer, I'm fully capable of talking for an hour without interruption. Not a big deal, but it will certainly be more interesting with your phone calls at 877-480-4120. Okay, on June 25th, that's 4 weeks from today, I am honored to have Marina Lombardi as my guest. She wrote a book called It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Gather ye children around the radio, around the computer. Listen to this show. Call in. Again, the number, 877-480-4120. And please have your kids call in. Have them ask questions. Marina is now 18. She's incredibly articulate. She knows where she's from. She knows where she's going. And she knows what a child experiences in the divorce process. The week before that, I will be having John Preziosa. And I hope I'm pronouncing John's name correctly. He is a men's divorce coach with Life in Transition Counseling. So that will be the pre-Father's Day special edition, Father's Rights. And next week, I have Laura Oliveras of Be Organized, a clutter and organization expert. I think we all need that when we are combining households, when we are separating households, and when we are going forward. Now, I have to tell you, this show has been one of my dreams, and it's given me the inspiration to try to fulfill some of my other dreams. I'm not sure if I want to grow up to be John Grisham, Scott Turow, or Howard Stern. But I'm here today, and I'm not going to do a Howard Stern imitation, but what I am going to do is I'm going to talk about my dreams and aspirations. I had been talking years and years and years about a fact-based fiction novel relating to my experience as a divorce lawyer. All very well and good. I've also been talking for years and years about doing stand-up comedy. My best friend in the whole world said I could do that on my 60th birthday. I said, why do I have to wait so long? Her response, maybe you'll have some good material by then. So what I did was I put all of that aside, and I started a nonfiction book called How to Select a Divorce Lawyer and How to Assist That Lawyer So You Can Save an Arm and a Leg. And I've diligently worked at that, and believe it or not, chapter one is all about getting married and about prenuptial agreements. So I actually have notes handy. I am not an expert on marriage. Please, ask my wife. She will be the first to tell you. I am not an expert on marriage. I do know a few things, and even before we get to prenuptial agreements and postnuptial agreements, I want to talk about getting married. Getting married should be done only for the right reasons. If you're pregnant or you've caused a pregnancy, that's not a good reason to get married. You're going to have a baby or you're not going to have a baby. You can work around that. You don't need to be married for that. Similarly, artificial milestones. get them out of your mind. You're about to turn 30. It's time to get married and make babies. No, it's not. It's time to get married and make babies when it's right for you. Now, you could be an engineer or an anal compulsive, and you could sit down and write a T-chart. What are the pluses of this? What are the minuses of that? I don't recommend that. What I'm suggesting to you is that you sit and you talk with your bride-to-be, your groom-to-be. You can talk about a prenuptial agreement, which is also called an antenuptial agreement, not to be confused with an anti-nuptial agreement. But you're going to talk about the things that are important to you. Do you want one child? Do you want no children? Do you want 10? It's important that you're on the same page with those things. Do you have children of a prior relationship that you want to provide for? There are many things that you should discuss with your spouse-to-be before you decide to get married. Now I'm going to break the heart of every romantic out there. Your marriage is going to end in one of three ways. You ready? There are no other options. One of three ways. You're going to die, your spouse is going to die, or you are going to get divorced or annulled or some variation of a dissolution of your marriage. Those are your options. A prenuptial agreement, and before the prenuptial agreement, the communication that is necessary. You've got to communicate. I remember when I started doing this show, well, actually not this show, but Giorgio's show as a guest talking about divorce prevention. The number one reason people get divorced, now I flippantly said it was about sex, that's only partially true. It's about a lack of communication. And if you're not communicating, you're not having sex. So they're all wrapped up together. I have an anonymous email from, oh, it's not anonymous. It's from Kathy. My parents are pressuring me to get married. How do I tell them that I am not ready? Well, Kathy, the reason, what you say is, if you want to go get married again, go ahead. But I'm not going to get married until I find the proper person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. If they select your husband for you, and we live in a society many generations off of the arranged marriage routine, but it's not going to work. You have to find the right person, and you have to be at the right stage of your relationship. And again, you have to communicate. So, Kathy, if you what you say is what you wrote me, I am not ready. I don't have the right person. I'm with Bob, and Bob and I are very happy the way we are together. And we're not yet ready for marriage. Trust me, when we are ready for marriage, you'll be the first to know. Okay. I hope I answered your question, Kathy. If I didn't, feel free to call in. The number is 877-480-4120. Okay, let's talk about that prenuptial agreement again. Are you getting married for the first time? Is your spouse getting married for the first time? Do either of you have children of prior relationships for who you want to provide? What are you going to do if you move into a house or an apartment that your husband-to-be or your wife-to-be owned prior to your relationship? What's going to happen to that house if he or she dies? Are you going to be able to stay there? Are you going to be able to own it? Or are his kids going to kick you out? I actually know a situation, not as a divorce lawyer, but as a person, where Husband was married not for the first time. It could have been the second, the third, or the fourth. I don't really recall. And he died. And kids from wife number one came along and kicked out his widow from their home. You want to provide for that. You want to provide for life insurance. You want to provide for support. You may want to provide for support if your marriage should end by divorce. There are things that a creative divorce lawyer, family court lawyer, matrimonial lawyer, whatever you want to call us, can assist you in addressing. Now, a prenuptial agreement, that's what I'm going to call them, or a prenup, is an agreement that doesn't become effective until the two of you say, I do. So you might have a written agreement, and it may be meaningless if you never get back together. We're going to talk about some specifics when we come back. I again encourage you to call. I'm not begging you. I'm merely encouraging you to call 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour, and I am Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Gin Blossom singing Hey Jealousy. Good afternoon again. I am Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour. We're talking today about prenuptial agreements. If you have a question or a comment, please call in. The prenuptial agreement is a roadmap. It will guide you and guide others as to what your intentions are. And in fact, two of the three alternatives to the end of your marriage deal with death. So these future decisions will extend to a time beyond the life of one of you, more often than not. But more important than the roadmap is the conversation. It's hardly romantic for young lovers to decide to talk about a time when they might die or when their marriage may die. Yet you have to do it. What are you going to do? You're going to go on your honeymoon and you're going to find out that you want a house full of children and your wife never wants any children ever. What do you do? Are you planning that one spouse will stay home indefinitely to raise the children? Is that spouse going to stay out home for, and let's call it the mother, because traditionally it is the wife and the mother, though it certainly could be the husband and father. Do they stay home forever and not even work when the children are in school full time, or when the children are teenagers, or even when the children have left for college? You're talking about decades. It's important to consider that. Now, the state courts have approved prenuptial agreements. There are certain conditions in prenuptial agreements. As a matter of fact, this month of May of 2010, a decision came down from the Appellate Division in Manhattan relating to prenuptial agreements. But I'll get to that in a minute. The leading authority, Van Kipnis versus Van Kipnis, decided by New York's highest court on December 18, 2008. Prenuptial agreements are good. They are valuable. They assist you. I'll get back to the other case law. I know case law is boring, except to people who practice law. I'll save that for a little bit. Marriage is a concept that goes back to the beginning of human existence. Of course, at the beginning of human existence, life expectancy was not 70 or 80 like it is today, but closer to 30. Marriage for life made sense when life was short. But when life gets longer, and we can fast forward ahead to Shakespeare's Seven Ages of Man, and people are living older and older, the old concepts of marriage for life may not work. The woman who was everything you wanted her to be when you were 25 and she was 23, is she going to be the same person that you want when you're in your 40s, when you're in your 60s, when you're in your 80s? If you're lucky, it is, for both of you. But is it realistic in today's world to expect to be married for 50 or 60 years until death do us part? That's a question. I maintain that as long as you keep talking and as long as you keep letting the other know what you want and what you expect, then marriage can last that long. The communication has to keep going. There is a term called serial monogamy, which is not marrying Cheerios and then Wheaties and then something else. It's marrying one partner over a period of time, then being with another partner for another length of time, etc., etc. Now, you've heard me talk before about marriage being a 5-year renewable contract. Personally, I think it's great. But let's face it, in New York, the legislature can't even agree that you should get an irreconcilable differences divorce. There is no such thing in the state of New York, the only one of the 50 states where that's still true. To think that the marriage vows would ever be changed from till death do us part to until the expiration of this 5-year contract. So I don't see that happening. We have an email from Harry T. I hope it's not Harry Truman. I once read in a book the concept that marriage should be a 7-year contract with optional renewal. What do you think? Okay, I've heard 7, I've heard 3, I've heard 10. I like 5 myself. Why do I say 5? 5 at each stage of your 5 years breaks up your married life together. The first 5 years, you're newlyweds. Everything's wonderful. You maybe have a child, maybe you don't. But if you have a child, it's a baby. Over the next 5 years, you get a new, your second or third, or you fill out your family. After that, the next five years, the kids are in Little League. The kids are in elementary school. On the 20th anniversary of your marriage, you got teenagers. You have another aspect of your life that you have to discuss, you know. You have to discuss what the issues are in your marriage. How are you raising these teenagers? Do you want the teenager to have a curfew? My mother wanted me to have a curfew. My father didn't. Of course, my father had the best alternative of all. I could stay out as late as I want, but the car had to be home by midnight. So, but basically, if you want to keep talking, and the way to do that is to, I don't want to use the word threat, but let's call it this, the ability to play out your option, to renegotiate your contract. Because what you're doing is you're continuing the conversation that you probably didn't have before you got married, but now you'll have an opportunity to do that, if not every 5 years, or Harry, every 7 years. But certainly, you know, right before you renegotiate that contract, what do you want? What do you want to do? I like the 5 years. It can be 7 years. It can be 3 years. It can even be 10 years. You got to talk to each other. What do you do? The best thing to do is plan. If you know it's going to rain today, would you leave the house without an umbrella? If you were going to go on a major car trip, would you start that trip with the gas gauge near zero? How could you possibly make a lifetime decision where they use those terrible words, by the power vested in me by the state of either New York, New Jersey, wherever, I now pronounce you man and wife. With that, how can you do that? How can you make that decision without planning for the contingencies that are sure to follow? We can talk about romance, and we can talk about death, and we can talk about what's not romantic, and we will, and we'll do that in a little while. We will also talk about how a prenuptial agreement is written, the things that you can put into them, the things that you can't put into them. And remember, I have some case law from this month which says there's something you can't put in. So stay tuned, so you can hear the big news about what you can't put in your prenup. You're listening to Talking Alternative. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. Please feel free to call in with your questions. 877-480-4120. And when we come back, we will also address what a postnup or a postnuptial agreement is. Sounds a little funky, but it has a purpose, and has a more particular purpose than the prenuptial agreement. There are certain things that you must put in them, and we will talk about that when we come back. This is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Don't You Want Me Baby by the Human League. A question that you might ask when you are courting or wooing or whatever you want to call it, but you are certainly not yet married. Keep the conversation going. Not do you want me, but do we want a life together? Do we want children together? What do we want? Okay, we're talking about prenuptial agreements today, and I encourage you to call in. A prenuptial agreement, first of all, is a contract. And that's some contracts is a course you take in your first year of law school. It's the base, one of the basic principles of law. And there's a give and take that's involved. So you're agreeing to marry each other, and you're exchanging promises. And those promises can deal with a number of things. Let's talk about what they can't deal with. Okay, they can't deal with, you're going to go to, well, I guess you could probably put it in, but I don't know if it would be enforceable. You're going to go to church with me every Sunday. That seems silly. Instead, what you want to do is you want to identify what your assets are. If you get divorced... and you don't have a prenuptial agreement, the court will determine what your marital assets are and divide them up. If you came into your marriage with assets and you can identify them and they're segregated, then you're going to keep them on a divorce. But why not write an agreement that says, I own all the buildings on West 72nd Street between Columbus and Amsterdam. We should both be so lucky. That way, there's no issue. I'm keeping those, and you can put in. And if I decide to sell them and buy something else with that proceeds, those will be mine, not yours. Those may go to my children, not yours. They may go to our children, whatever it is you want to provide for. Or the apartment we own on the top floor of the Trump building where we live, you can live there until for the rest of your life, and then that property goes to the kids. You can make that determination. When you do a prenuptial agreement, the things that won't count will not be, you got to have kids, you're not in that, or you're not going to have kids. Life happens. Children happen. We all know how babies are made. That's why you're getting married. But if you're going to agree on custody of children you do not have yet, that will not be binding. If you are agreeing to limit support for those children that are not yet born, that will not be enforceable. Pretty much anything to do with your children will always be subject to a modification. All right, I'm going to give you a legal term. Under the doctrine of parents patriae, that was a concept developed by Judge Cardozo. You may remember Judge Cardozo of the United States Supreme Court, where he said the state has an interest in acting as a parent for children whose parents aren't acting like parents for their own children. That's essentially what it is. So you can't limit the rights of your children by a contract that you're going to enter into with your husband or with your new wife. Now, what else does that mean? I told you there was another case. Strong versus Dubin, decided by the Appellate Division, First Department, May 13th, 2010. You cannot agree to do anything with a spouse's or a potential spouse's pension under the federal law known as ERISA, because ERISA only allows for agreements between spouses. And if you're not yet spouses, you cannot agree to do anything with that pension in advance. Boring, dry, but I promised you the case law. And I got to tell you, I love the case law that's decided this month. There's nothing better than walking into court saying, you know, Your Honor, the Court of Appeals in Albany decided yesterday as follows. All of a sudden, the judge knows that you know the law, that you want a lawyer like this, that your lawyer knows the law and is up to date and will represent you effectively. You can put in to the agreement what you're going to do with certain assets. You can waive your rights to elect against your spouse's estate. What does that mean? If I'm married to you, or if I'm married to Mary, let's call it Mary, and I decide that I don't want Mary to receive a dime of my estate, as long as I'm still married and there's no prenuptial agreement or other agreement, Mary could say, wait a minute, I'm his wife. I'm Larry's wife. And she would be entitled to half of everything I own at the time of my demise. Similarly, if Mary died, it would be the same thing. And Mary had that attitude about me, which is why, under those circumstances, Mary and I would probably be divorced. But nevertheless, there's something called a marital election. Now, Mary and I have met each other, and they have, each has two children of a prior relationship. Mary has assets. If she outlives me, she can decide where those assets go without a problem. But if she predeceases me, I might be entitled to half, and then when I go, I give everything to my kids. That doesn't make much sense. So a prenuptial agreement usually includes an estate waiver whereby you could give your prior family inheritance rights they might not otherwise have. And if you want to do that, and I recommend this, what's the word I'm looking for? I would recommend that you put this in, which would be if your spouse or your spouse-to-be is living in a residence that is going to be either sold or not given or given to your children, that you allow the surviving spouse to continue in that residence either for life, if you're a good guy, or for a limited period of time. A postnuptial agreement. Let's start about a postnuptial agreement for a minute. Excuse me. Lost my train of thought for a minute. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. Let's continue on with the prenuptial agreement. You want to make sure you have your own lawyer. You're not going to say, oh, I trust you, honey. Whatever you lawyer says, your lawyer says, we'll go with. I remind you that in every single divorce case, there are two words that appear between your names. One of them is the innocuous word plaintiff, which some people call their wives. And the other is the word against. You will not be on the same side. You need to have independent counsel or a lawyer, whatever you want to call it, before you go into a prenup. If you're going to get divorced, if you are going to do a postnuptial agreement. But remember, you need independence because you are preparing a roadmap to your future. Call in with your questions, 877-480-4120, or your comments, emails, and this is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom. We are on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
This is Jim Blue. When is the last time your computer had a checkup? You probably make sure your car keeps up with its maintenance schedule. Surely most of you have annual physicals. The same should be true of your equipment. Why shorten the life of your computer? You can save money by extending the life of your equipment with a maintenance program. In order to find out what type of program works best for you, give us a call. The phone number is 917-921-4518.
TalkingAlternative.com.
If
Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way. We're talking today on the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom. We're talking about prenuptial agreements. And I told you that we're going to talk about something called a postnuptial agreement. What the heck is a postnuptial agreement? Well, it's really the same thing that a prenup is, but it's signed after you get married. They are rarer. The truth is, you know, when you have a wedding date looming and you want to make sure that your rights are set, you're going to do that within the time constraints that you have. Once those time constraints no longer exist, you may not want to, or one side may not want to enter into another agreement. What, you want to divorce me already? You'll recall that when Tiger Woods had all of his problems, his wife and he supposedly entered into another agreement modifying the prenuptial agreement, which was in effect a postnuptial agreement. But there are instances when it's important, not just when one of the spouses is caught cheating or doing something that the other doesn't approve. It could be changing the prenup. You've agreed that you're going to live in the husband's apartment, and you have a prenup that says if he dies, it's his kids. But you wake up one day and you say, you know what? I love this woman more than I thought I did. I don't know what my kids are going to do, those rotten kids who are looking for every dime they can get out of me as quickly as possible. So let's change it. Let's change the deal that says, honey, you can stay there after my demise. You can stay there for a year. You can stay there for 2 years. You can stay there for the rest of your life. Whatever it is you agree on, you can do. And you can do that in a postnuptial agreement. But beware. These agreements, prenups and postnups, are contracts. And I'm going back to the first year of law school, which for me was 3.5 decades ago. For a contract to be valid, there must be something called consideration, which basically means that to have a valid and binding agreement, each side must give something and each side must get something. A completely one-sided agreement would be deemed to be without consideration and may not be valid. So what you want to do is you want to say, you want the person who's receiving the benefit, in the example I gave you, the wife, she would agree to do something else. She would agree to give him something that would have otherwise have been hers. You want to make sure there's a proper give and take. Now, everybody who comes to see me for a prenuptial agreement, and if you want to see me for a prenuptial agreement, you can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, like flowers do in the springtime. Or you could call me at 212-964-3502. Larry, what about the self-dissolving prenuptial agreements where they will cease to exist if the marriage lasts a certain length of time? Well, I discourage these, and I'm going to tell you why I discourage these. There was a rumor across the matrimonial bar of the entire United States. I don't know if it's true or not, and that's why I'm going to use not going to identify the people. That a famous actor and a famous actress, with the actress being not so famous when they got married, but more famous later on, had a prenup which stated that on the 10th anniversary of their marriage, the prenuptial agreement would be declared null and void. And do you know what happened to this couple? 9.5 years into the marriage, the husband, who had more money than you could imagine, even though the wife was becoming famous in her own right, but the husband said, No, I'm keeping my stuff. I'm going to sue you for divorce. So, essentially, what you're doing when you have a self-expiring prenuptial agreement is you are, what are you doing? You're buying a divorce at a future time. Talk about killing the romance. If you want to define your rights, define your rights. If you want to change those rights, enter into a new agreement. But don't say that automatically after the expiration of time that the prenuptial or the postnuptial agreement that you agreed to with a lot of discussion with lawyers is going to simply cease to exist by operation of nothing. It doesn't make any sense. Now, I have to tell you, the first prenuptial agreement I did, naturally, most people don't come to you and go, I'm getting married in a year and a half, and I need a prenuptial agreement. Most of the time, they come in and they say, I'm getting married Saturday, and I need a prenuptial agreement. Well, the couple that came, that were part of my first prenuptial agreement had two very large law firms who don't ordinarily practice matrimonial law writing agreements. And the woman who became my client, and they each had money, they each had assets in their own rights. The husband was much older, had children of a prior marriage, and owns considerable property. The young, pretty bride was... her family came over on the Mayflower. So we're talking about well-established people. And these two major law firms are writing books because they think that they should protect under every imaginable circumstance. And my pretty young client, and I hope she's still married, I have no idea, but... she said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm firing my other lawyers. And I called Larry, she said, because she knew someone who knew me and knew that I was a matrimonial attorney. And we took this agreement that was 20, 30 pages long, and we got it down to 12. They did get married. The agreement became valid. There was no self-termination clause. There was no automatic expiration. And they got married. That's the key. When you have a prenup, you don't want your lawyer making it so crazy and making you so crazy that you get divorced before you get married. What's the point? You have, you're now at your romantic stage. Don't kill the romance. Simply organize the romance. Write the prenuptial agreement. Put forth the roadmap. There are many things that you can do. Give us a call at 877-480-4120. I would love to answer your questions about prenups, about postnups, and about everything else in the lovely and wonderful world of a divorce. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you suffering from aches and pains? Why not treat them naturally? Hi folks, I'm Giorgio Rapetti from Rapetti Wellness. Treat your aches and pains with natural methods at Rapetti Wellness in New York City. For more information, please call 212-721-8183. 212-721-8183. We look forward to hearing from you.
confused by all the new gadgets that appear to be coming out almost on a daily basis? Is the new iPad for you? Should you be buying a PC or a Mac? My name is Jim Blue, and I make technology understandable. My phone number is 917-921-4518.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We are young.
Love is a battlefield. Pat Benatar. But we're still at the romance stage. We're still at the pre-marriage stage. We have Anne on line one. Anne, welcome to the Divorce Hour. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. I have a question for you about prenups. And at the beginning of the program, you mentioned that it might not hold up in court if you wanted to specify that a spouse go to church every Sunday. Now, what about unborn children and religion? Can you specify in a prenup that unborn children should follow the religion of either parent?
I don't think so. You could put, look, you can put into an agreement anything that you want. The question, you know, again, first year law school, constitutional law, separation of church and state. If the parties agree that the children are going to be raised Buddhist and the child, and let's say the parents agree that with that, and the child says, no, I'm an agnostic or I'm an atheist or I'm whatever, that, you know, you're never going to be able to force the children to be of a particular religion. There is a separation between church and state. But, you know, that's not the most important thing, whether you're included in there or not. I think the most important thing, and again, I'm a romantic at heart, hard to believe as a divorce lawyer I'm a romantic, but I believe that you have the conversation. Now, you're about to get married, and you know you want to make babies. Don't you think it's important to have that conversation to determine, well, do we want to raise the children Jewish? Do we want to raise the children Muslim? What do we want to raise the children?
Sure.
How religious are we going to be? Okay, I know for myself, my wife's family and my family each thought we married out of faith. We're both Jewish, but she was brought up Orthodox and I was brought up Reform. And you know what? We did marry out of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to have, and we didn't have the discussion. We had the discussion after we had babies about how we what form of Judaism we were going to ascribe to. And you know what? Now that my children are 17 and 22, they do exactly what they want without any input from mom and dad. So, you know, it would be nice to say you can put in an agreement. I want the children raised, I don't know, Hindu. Okay? But if you go to court to try and enforce that agreement later on, I don't think that's an enforceable provision.
Understood.
And what I think, another thing that just came to mind is that you want to put in your agreements that if one clause is deemed to be inappropriate or unenforceable, it doesn't negate the validity of the whole agreement. That's important because there are things that you may want to put in that may not be right. For instance, you don't know, these people didn't know about ERISA, Mr. Strong and Ms. whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't know because the law didn't exist.
Levy.
Is that what it was? Okay. So I think the answer is you have the conversation. If you want to put it in, great, but don't expect that that provision is going to be enforceable in the long run.
Great.
Did that
Thank
answer
you.
Your question, Anne?
Yes, and it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Do you have any other questions while we're here?
I'm sorry. Would you repeat that?
I just said, do you have any other questions while we're here?
No, thank you, Larry. This was a very important point for me, and you answered it.
I'm glad I did. Thank you, Ann. And if you have any other questions, feel free to call me. You could call online at 877-480-4120, or you can call me in my office at 212-964-3502. Thank you again, Ann.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.
Have a very nice holiday.
You too. Bye.
Okay, we are back with chapter one of my book, Getting Married. I've actually finished my discussion from the book, which means either I have to redraft it and include more, or move on to the next point. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. Feel free to email me. I love answering questions. I love talking about divorce. As I used to say, bad relationships are my life. I got to tell you something. It's Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend 2009 was the greatest holiday I ever had. It was my first summer holiday as a single person, and I did not think that it could get any better than what it was last year. I have to tell you, I have a full and complete weekend planned this year for Memorial Day. It's going to be great. It's going to dwarf what I thought was perfect last year. And truthfully, I can't wait for Memorial Day 2011 because I know it's going to be even better. Divorce is not something you go into a marriage looking for. But let's face it, you should be prepared. And the prenup is the best way to do that. I want to remind you that next week I have Laura Olivares of Be Organized coming in, and we're going to discuss pre-divorce planning in terms of getting your stuff together. Then I'm hoping that we're going to do the mediation as opposed to litigation show on June 11th, but we'll see. June 18th, the pre-Father's Day show of Men's Rights. Men's divorce coach John Precioso is coming in. And on June 25th, Marina Lombardi talking about her book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. What if you have ideas for future shows, please, please, please email me, Larry at Divorce by Bloom. Tell me what you want to hear. I've picked topics that I wanted to know about during my period of separation and going into my divorce. I wanted to find out how to get sexy again. I wanted to know about money. I really wanted to know about support groups. And I want to know about divorce from a child's perspective. If you have a topic that I haven't come up with, let me know. If you like what you've heard, first of all, thanks, Sam, because Sam has been at the controls all day. And if I sound good, it's only because of Sam. I will tell you that if you do not keep me a secret, tell your friends about this show. Tell me you like the show. Email me. Call me. I actually like the feedback. One day I'm going to be a stand-up comedian, probably several years from now, because I don't have the material yet. But I think I have the material, but that's the difference of opinion. We've got some great shows coming up. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Have fun. Read your roadmap. Write your roadmap. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and you are listening to Talking Alternative.